So I already told you that this interview is for my public history class, and we're going to take oral interviews about the coronavirus and how it has impacted you. So before we get into the good stuff, just tell me about yourself, like your name, your age, your occupation.
My name is Latonya Carter. I'm 47 years old. I work at Job and Family Services. I am a case manager, and what that means, I process for Medicaid, SNAP, and cash assistance. It is a income-based program for a diverse of customers in Franklin County.
Okay, so where are you from?
Born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, but I'm a city country girl.
What does that mean?
My mom was born in Alabama, so I have a little twang, a little southern accent, a little bit. It comes out every now and then.
Okay, so what do you know about the coronavirus or COVID-19?
I really didn't know anything about it until it impact our day-to-day living, everything that was put on the news. Still learning about it. I know it's a disease that is killing, or not a disease, a virus that is killing people on a day-to-day basis, and they are trying to control the virus.
Okay, so how have you prepared, or how are you preparing right now during this pandemic?
I was kind of prepared a little bit. I sent my kids out for like household goods, like what we was low on, like toilet paper, paper towels. Couldn't find hand sanitizer. I looked in my house. I didn't know. I didn't have a thermometer. Things that you normally don't use on a consistent basis. And then when you go to the store, it's like it's all gone. Like hand sanitizer was always at the store. Now is a hot commodity. Toilet paper is like really baby wipes. I'm like, for real?
Did you find any, like, Lysol wipes?
No, I didn't. Even the unnamed brand wasn't there. But in my house, I always kept bleach in my house. So that was, you know, an alternative measure of disinfecting your house.
Okay. So how do you think this pandemic will change society?
Don't take things for granted anymore, like being restricted to your house, the social distance between people. It's not common when you're in the grocery store. I know I give people personal space. But some people don't give people personal space. Right now, they still don't ain't giving people personal space. Just seeing people going to the stores with masks on and gloves and being more cautious, heightened people's insecurities and panic buying in.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessary information that is put out there. To make you panic by and just panic over. I'm going to say this is important, but it's just keep on feeding you and feeding you and feeding you, and you're not getting a break, making you anxious. For me, I didn't feel like I was anxious, but now since all the information is everywhere you look, everywhere you listen to, is talking about this virus.
So what do you think will stay the same in society?
stay the same. What I think will stay the same. Just being aware of the act. I don't know how to answer that question. I think people's insecurities still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be kind of heightened. Even we probably get past it. People's fears still is going to be there. You're going to look at people differently.
Mm-hmm.
Having speculations where it came from is still going to be there. Being biased on race about the virus, I mean, because they said that it came from Asian people, just looking at people's race differently, like you may fall into that belief or you may not fall into that belief.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people like went to the banks as well because they were like, their anxiety was high. Did you go to the bank and take out any money and try to like put it under your pillow or your mattress?
I took out some. I didn't take out all of my money. I feel like things is going to happen for a reason. You really can't prepare for the unknown. You try to prepare the best way you know how. And if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay. So what other crises have you experienced and how did you handle them?
Before working at Job and Family Services, because I've been there for 2 years, I worked at a nonprofit for 17 years. And I can remember when Hurricane Katrina had hit and we had to be trained on people that was coming from Louisiana from the hurricane. And they was calling them refugees. And I didn't know that refugees was put on people who was born in the USA. I thought it was from people from abroad who was in like Iran, Iraq. Mm-hmm. Who lived over there, and I thought when they came over here they was refugees. So learning the terminology, also how to get the people benefits without birth certificates, social security numbers, identification, how to move through the system with nothing to identify this person and try to make this person feel welcome in a new city. So, and also show some compassion to these people because it was devastating because some people had lost their whole entire family and they was just brought here and they told them they was going to one place and was just brought here and dropped here to stranger and they didn't know. Mm-hmm. So trying to figure out how to interact with that.
Okay, so going back to the COVID-19, how was your daily routine interrupted?
My favorite place to go was going to Walmart just to be out. That got taken. Me and my husband used to go out social drinking on the weekend. That kind of stopped. And then just me going to work on a daily basis now. We cannot be in the center, all the employees, so we have opposite days, so it's like 50% of our employees are working from home. Some is in an office, and then we switch how we are determining benefits now. They kind of are relaxed on the qualifications and documentations that you need to process a case. So a lot of stuff has changed. Trying to wrap your head around these quick change process. because by human nature, people don't like change. You get comfortable in your day-to-day routine and how things is, and then when things is changed very quickly, you don't know how to react to it, and you second-guess yourself, and then your height and your insecurities come out, and you question yourself, like, am I doing this job right? Am I showing social distance to people? Am I being compassionate for this family because of how the COVID-19 has impacted them? Or, you know, just thinking about my next door neighbors. I don't know if they're young or old, if they can go out. Just a lot of thoughts go into your head.
Okay. Do you have any last final words about COVID-19 and how it has impacted society or you personally?
I think that first, how it has impacted society, once again, it just shows what kind of society that we are living in. Because you're going to have crazy people that comes out and do crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I still think there's still common good in people. Personally, for me, my family still are a tight-knit family. We still check on each other, not on a day-to-day basis, but just checking to see how each other is doing, if we need anything, from my sister to my brother to my kids to my grandkids. Trying to understand the new norm.
All right, well, I just want to say thank you for your time and your thoughts on COVID-19.
You're welcome.